Ephesians 6:1 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Hello and welcome back to Think This Way. This is the podcast of Faith Bible Church. As always, I'm your host, Pastor Bryce. Today, I have with me a guest who is very close to my heart. It is not my wife this time. It is actually my son, Alirim. Alirim, thank you for being on this podcast.
You're welcome.
Alirim, when we were driving over here today, you had a really good joke you came up with on your own. Do you want to tell that joke on the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
Why did the Christian cross the road?
Why did the Christian cross the road?
To get to Christ Road.
Nice. Christ Road is the road right by our house. Good job, Alirim. Alirim, for people who don't know, how old are you?
6 years old.
And could you tell us, what are some things that you like to do?
Play basketball and read books, make mazes on papers and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you're very creative. You've made a lot of mazes. You are our thinker. You really like thinking and reading, actually. You really like reading, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, today, Alirim, I had you on here because we've been talking on this podcast all about how to honor God in our families. And we talked about for mommies and for daddies. Today, we're talking about for kids. And you know what? I'm not a kid anymore. So I thought, I need to get a kid on here. And I found a kid. You know who it was?
Me?
It's you. Because yep. You are a kid. So the verse I read from the Bible says, kids or children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, I have some questions for you. Before I ask them, I just want to say a few things about obeying parents. Children in the Bible are commanded really to honor their parents, which, Alirim, you've learned that when we drive to school because we did the Ten Commandments song. Remember that?
Yep, you're right. We do it every single day.
Every single day. And the fifth commandment is obey your parents.
Yep.
But it's really honor your parents. And when Paul quotes it in Ephesians 6:2, he starts in verse 1 by commanding obey. And that shows us that this idea of honor for kids, it includes two things. One is respect. So you got to respect your mommy and daddy.
Okay.
And then two is obeying, right?
Yep.
All right. So now I have some questions for you, Alirim. You ready for this?
Yep. I'm all the way ready.
All right. You're all the way ready. Okay.
100%.
Good. All right. Here is your first question. Do you remember, Alirim, when we talked to you about obeying, we said it's only obeying if you do it in these three ways. Do you remember? We obey
right away, all the way, with a happy heart.
That is right. Right away, all the way, with a happy heart. Alirim, what does it mean to obey right away?
It's, for example, if my mom tells me to go right away, come here right away, we just go there right away.
Yeah, that's right. So not waiting, just going right away. What do you think it means to obey all the way?
To do all of it.
So if mommy tells you, hey, Alirim, I need you to pick up your room. Is it okay to pick up just two toys?
Nope, all of them.
Yep, and here's the hardest part. What does it mean if mommy says, Alirim, go pick up your room? What does it mean to do it with a happy heart?
To be happy with it, not grumble and say, well, I don't want to.
Is that kind of hard sometimes?
Yep.
Yeah, it is sometimes hard for all of us. That's what I wanted to ask you about too, Alirim, is do you ever find it hard to obey mommy or me?
Yep.
Why do you think you find it hard sometimes? Like if mommy tells you, hey, Alirim, you got to go out to the car so we can go to school. Why is it sometimes hard to obey? Why do you think?
Because it's a little bit boring.
Yeah, sometimes it can be boring. Sometimes it might not make sense why we're telling you to do something either. You might think that doesn't make any sense. Do you, Alirim, have any good advice? If a kid is listening to this and they say, it's sometimes boring to obey my mom or dad, or I don't want to do it sometimes. What do you do? Like, if I'm telling you, Alirim, you've got to go get dressed, but you just woke up and you're so sleepy and you don't want to because you're so tired. But sometimes you still do. You get up and you go. What helps you to do that?
The Holy Spirit.
Hey, that's true. The Holy Spirit is there to help us when we need help to do the right thing. You know, Ephesians 6:2 here, honor your father and mother that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. The Bible promises that living your life obeying mommy and daddy, even though it's hard sometimes, will make your life better. Not worse, but better. But sometimes that's hard to believe. Well, do you have any other advice for kids who are listening to this and they're finding it really hard to obey, but they want to obey and they know they should and they know the Bible says to do it, but it's just so hard to do it? What can they think about that will help them?
The Holy Spirit.
Well, yeah, the Holy Spirit will help them, but is there anything they can think about in their brains that will help them? Like when you don't want to obey and you go, oh, but then you decide, you know what? I'm going to obey. What do you think about in your brain that helps you do that?
God.
Oh, think about God? What do you think about God?
Because he does everything right, and we do too.
Yeah, he does everything right, and so that's why we want to copy him and do those things too. All right, well, Alarim, do you have any last things you want to say to people who are listening to this podcast before we finish?
I hope you do good at a lot of things. Bye-bye.
Very good. Well, you may be listening to this, and maybe you're a kid and you found it really hard to obey your parents, maybe because it's boring or some other reason, or maybe you've just thought it's not that important to obey, or maybe you're a parent and you've not expected your kids to obey right away all the way with a happy heart. Whatever the case might be in the past, may God help us all now to think this way.